John shrugged. No one cares where you sleep. Most of the old keeps are empty. You can pick any cell you want. Once Castle Black had housed 5,000 fighting men, with all their horses and servants and weapons. Now it was home to a tenth that number, and parts of it were falling into ruin. Tyrion Lannister's laughter steamed in the cold air. I'll be sure to tell your father to arrest more stonemasons before your tower collapses. John could taste the mockery there, but there was no denying the truth. The Watch had built 19 great strongholds along the wall, but only 3 were still occupied. East Watch, on its grey, windswept shore, the Shadow Tower, hard by the mountains, where the wall ended, and Castle Black between them at the end of the King's Road. The other keeps, long deserted, were lonely, haunted places, where cold winds whistled through black windows and the spirits of the dead manned the parapets. It's better that I'm by myself, John said stubbornly. The rest of them are scared of ghosts. Wise boys, Lannister said. Then he changed the subject. The talk is, your uncle is too long away. John remembered the wish he'd wished in his anger, the vision of Benjamin Stark dead in the snow, and he looked away quickly. The dwarf had a way of sensing things, and John did not want him to see the guilt in his eyes. He said he'd be back by my name day, he admitted. His name day had come and gone unremarked a fortnight past. They were looking for Sir Waymar Royce. His father is bannerman to Lord Arryn.